Is the government aware that you were smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States?
Yes.
Darakchiga o'lim filmida aktyor Jeremy Renner Kaliforniyadagi San Jose Mercury News nashrining muxbiri rolini ijro etgan. 1996-yilgi voqealar yoritiladi unda. Jurnalistning aniqlashicha, Nikaraguadagi qoradori savdogarlari Amerikaga kokain eksport qilib, tushgan daromadni Nikaraguaning kommunist hukumatiga qarshi kurashga sarflaydi. Jurnalistning ta'kidlashicha, Amerika Markaziy razvedka agentligi bilsa ham, o'zini bilmaganlikka oladi. Muxbirga bu haqda maqola yozmaslik tavsiya qilinadi.
We don't agree with everything that happens in our agencies, so this is a little awkward for us, but you're getting into some sensitive areas. There are ongoing operations you're in danger of exposing.
Reporter Gary Webb shashtidan qaytmasdan jinoiy ittifoq sarlavhali 3 qismdan iborat maqolani chop etadi. Uning ta'kidlashicha, AQSh Markaziy razvedka agentligi va qoradori savdogarlari hamkorlik qilgan hamda katta miqdorda kokain eksporti oqibatida Los-Anjeles va boshqa shaharlardagi qora mahallalarda narkomaniya gurkirab ketgan.
My angle is that the American government knew drugs were put on the streets to fund an illegal war.
What you want to say happened never happened.
Then why am I here?
American kids were going to die in that war.
American kids did die and are still dying. Just not the ones you care about.
Shundan keyin Webning hayoti ostin-ustun bo'lib ketadi.
Big interest, big media getting scooped and making Gary the story or discrediting him.
Manfaatlar, yirik nashrlarning aralashuvi, Gary Webbga bo'lgan ishonchni yemirish, bularning hammasi jurnalistni bo'g'ib qo'ydi. Holbuki jurnalistning ishi himoya qilinishi kerak edi, deydi aktyor Jeremy Renner.
Which is absolute shame and travesty, I think, if you ask me.
Washington Post, New York Times va Los Angeles Times kabi yirik nashrlar Markaziy razvedka agentligi bilan bog'liq bu maqolalarni asossiz kokain epidemiyasi haqidagi da'voni farazdan boshqasi emas deya hukm qiladi. Hatto muxbirning o'zining gazetasi oxir oqibat Gary Webbni qo'llab-quvvatlamay qo'yadi.
And not to discredit San Jose Mercury News, I just think that it became bigger, and even for Gary, the whole story became much bigger than...
San Jose Mercury News nashri bunaqangi yirik, og'ir mavzuni ko'tarishga odatlanmagan edi nazarimda, deydi aktyor Jeremy Renner. Vaziyatni qanday eplashni bilmay qolgan tahririyat. Muxbirlar orasida faqat Gary Webb jasorat ko'rsatgan. U ishini davom ettirish uchun tahririyatning qo'llab-quvvatlovi juda muhim edi, deydi u.
Gary, who can just needs more support to go dig and find more truth.
Tadqiqotchi jurnalist Robert Parry 1985-yilda Associated Press agentligi uchun ishlayotib, razvedkani tanqid qiluvchi maqola yozgan.
Webb did something that was very important that we did not do.
Uning aytishicha, Webb boshqa jurnalistlar jasorat qilmagan ishga qo'l urgan. Aksariyat muxbirlar Markaziy Amerikada qoradori savdosi bilan shug'ullanuvchi to'dalar haqida yozgan. Gary Webb esa kokain Qo'shma Shtatlarga olib kelinganidan keyin ro'y bergan voqealarga diqqat qaratgan.
What Webb did was look at what happened once the drugs got here.
Jurnalist Gary Webbga razvedka va afyon epidemiyasi o'rtasida aloqani isbotlash uchun kuchliroq dalil kerak edi. Lekin Webb salmoqli ish qilgan deb hisoblaydi jurnalist Robert Parry.
Well, one of the most important things that Webb accomplished and the Black Caucus accomplished was to finally force the CIA to do a serious investigation of this real problem.
Reporterning bosimi va mehnati oqibatida nihoyat Markaziy razvedka boshqarmasi qoradori iste'moli bilan bog'liq vaziyatga jiddiy e'tibor qaratib tergov boshlagan, deydi u. Lekin paytga borib Webbning hayoti barbod qilib bo'lingan. U 2004-yilda o'z joniga qasd qildi. Rejissor Michael Cuesta film jiddiy matbuotning buguniga diqqatni oshiradi deya umidvor.
If you call it a movie about indicting any particular establishment like government or I think it's more about media.
Bu film hukumatni tanqid qilish haqida emas. Aslida matbuot va jurnalistlarning og'ir mehnati haqida, deydi rejissor. Washingtondan Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovoz radiosi uchun.
My job was to tell the public the truth, the facts, pretty or not.
Not finished.
This is a true story.
Some stories are just too true to tell.
Yeah, you'd be for the revolution.